Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and we're finishing our second week of looking into Brother Hagin's book, Growing Up Spiritually. He likens, because the Bible does, comparing the stages of spiritual growth to those of physical growth. The Bible is the one who says it. It says we're born again. We're born from above. And that we are like newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. So he's given the different stages. Babyhood has some good traits and some that you need to get over. Childhood and manhood. Now, we've been looking at manhood a few days here, and reading from his book, there are many scriptural characteristics of the manhood stage of spirituality. In fact, this entire book is aimed at seeing this spiritual man. But three of his characteristics we'll discuss here are, number one, esteeming earthly things lightly. Number two, deadness to censure or praise. Number three, ability to recognize God at work. Ability to see God's hand in things. Now, Hannah and Jared and I were talking. We only have one more day, and we don't want to go into the next part, because the next part, part two, is going to be fellowshipping with God. We want to spend a week on that. Now, we're talking about deadness to censure or praise. You are to be dead to men's censure of you. Now, if you need some criticism and it's right and it's good, you know, and it's someone you love and they're teaching and mentoring you, that's fine. But what Brother Hagin's talking about here is just trying to please everybody all the time. And if anybody doesn't like you one whit or doesn't say, well, then you just go into a pity party. But deadness, people can get over that. You know, they can grow up over that, where censure doesn't bother them. Not that they're smart alecks, but they're not bothered by censure that doesn't mean anything. But it's harder not to react to praise. We're not talking about praise of God, we're talking about praise of you. People just all of a sudden start praising you and lifting you up. Now, that's one way Brother Hagin said you could tell prophecies.
What do you mean?
False prophecies.
Oh, okay.
False prophecies will just come, and I mean they will just lift you up. You're someone great.
Oh, okay.
Someone great is going to happen to you. God's going to use you in some great way. When the book of Revelation tells us the spirit of prophecies is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So a true prophecy from God will have, he's someone great.
Right.
And this is how things are. But a prophecy that just lifts someone up, great, 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 oh, what such, is probably not even a right prophecy at all. Just at the worst, it's devilish. And at the best, it's probably fleshly. So we have the right to judge prophecies, you know. And so anyway, you were talking about the time that you went to a meeting. Holy Ghost came on you greatly.
Well, yeah, it was over a span of like a weekend and some Holy Ghost meetings, and the Lord had me, you know, and publicly and privately with some individuals, and they were just, you know, they were, what they were drawn to was the anointing,
the Holy Spirit,
you know, and
sure,
but then they projected that onto you,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, and so after a couple of days of that, I wasn't used to that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't used to having that. Maybe mm-hmm. once or twice, but not over and over. And it really grieved me. And
people lifting you up.
And mm-hmm. it stuck in my head. And it was the enemy trying to, you know, it was a battle in my mind, my soul. So I went to the hotel room, and Hannah said, oh, I have a really good scripture for that. And that was in Philippians. And then I dug my heels into that. And after a couple times, I was like, man, this is great. I was just...
Give us a scripture.
Man, I loved it.
It's Philippians 2, verse, the whole scripture, but I'll start the whole chapter, but starting in verse 5. Or actually, I'm going to start in verse 3.
Mm-hmm, I think you should. Mm-hmm.
It says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but in the Amplified, it says, with an empty motive. Do nothing from a self-conceited motive, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. So at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, on those who are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
So what'd you do, Jared?
Well, you know, you get to that part about Jesus, you know, who created the world, and then he, you know, goes into the...
Humbled himself.
Yeah. And so I have written in there, Christ's humility in me, on the side of that script.
You wrote on the side, Christ's humility in me. He helps you with it, too.
He's my
You trusted
humility.
Him. You went into the word. You got into there.
Yeah, and I gave it
to
him.
And he helped you. I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. I was working for Kenneth E. Hagin back in the 70s, I think before we had Rhema. And Brother Hagin was on radio, but not on TV. His radio ministry was, and the books were the biggest. And there were no pictures of Brother Hagin in any of the books. And of course, on the radio, you can't see anybody. So people writing in all the time, what do you look like? Because he had been a little preacher just going from church to church. And then God told him to get out of his own bathtub, fishing out of his own bathtub, and God started giving him a worldwide ministry. And it was during the charismatic days, and one of the ways was radio. Brother Hagin's radio program, Faith Seminar of the Air, which is still on, people listened to that. It was like God touched that faith message. It was spreading everywhere, and people were writing in, what do you look like? And so they're writing in, what do you look like? What do you look like, you know? And I was the editor of the Word of Faith, and we had no pictures of Brother Hagin ever in the Word of Faith. And so it was coming up time to do the Christmas issue. And I said to Brother Hagin, you know, Brother Hagin, we're getting all these letters. They want to know what you look like. Would it be all right? Last year at Brother Hagin's house, we had such a small ministry that we had our Christmas party at his house. 12 employees. And we had taken a picture of Brother Hagin and Aretha, his wife, Sister Hagin, at the Christmas party. And I said, would it be all right if I put that in this year's Christmas issue coming up? And I wrote a little Christmas card, because people are sending you Christmas cards all the time. And I could just write a little card that says a Christmas card and then thank you for everything, you know, your support, whatever. He said, I don't know. Let me pray about it. So he went away. And when Brother Hagin told you he's going to pray about something, he prayed about it. He came back about 3 days later. He said, it'll be all right. You can put it in. He said, I have built my ministry on this verse. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's other words, you know who you are in Christ. But he made of himself of no reputation. He said, I have built my ministry on that line. I made of myself of no reputation. I didn't try to sell myself. I magnify Jesus. But he said, I prayed about it. And the Lord said, it's already established in your life. You can put a picture. And so then ever after that, we were free to put all the pictures. And Brother Hagin's pictures on every book. And of course, he was on TV. But he had already built his ministry on the fact that he was not establishing his own reputation. He was establishing Jesus' reputation.
So, that's good. What did you see? Were there scenarios where you got to see that with negative and positive, with how Brother Hagin reacted? Because I'm sure...
I saw no negative in it at all, you know, yeah. Because he did it at the right time. He came forth at the right time when he was already proven, and it didn't bother him.
Sure.
For men to then look to him and look to his picture and this and that. But, of course, he never wanted people to look at him as if he were God. He always was a very, very humble man. You said it when we were off the air. You said that the people that you see God use the most.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Say that.
They're the people that you see that they have a closer union or walk with the Lord. They're every time they're the most humble and thankful. And that's just kind of from Mama Jenkins to everyone.
Oh yeah.
And I think sometimes some people can look at that and think, that's super. I know some fleshly, they look at it and think that's almost a weakness. The world looks at that like a weakness.
Mm-hmm.
They do. But in the body, and you know, as Jesus and the body of Christ, that's yeah, the one yeah. strength I see.
Yeah, what Brother Hagin was saying, I have not promoted myself.
Yeah.
I've trusted the Holy Spirit to promote me based on this. But think about that. He thought it not robbery to
right,
be
exactly.
equal with God. So Jesus was who he was. He knew he was God. And he we can know who we are. We can know that we're seated at the right hand of the Father. And that we have authority over demons, but still we are humble. Now, if you're a humble person, then you receive what's written in the Word as truth. And if it tells you you're seated at the right hand of the Father, then it's humble for you to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
And it humbles you. To me, it humbles
right,
you.
Right.
So we're offering this book, which will be very good for you. Growing Up Spiritually. It's good for me. I'm enjoying it. How about you guys?
Yeah,
going
that's
through
great.
It again.
Sure.
Growing Up Spiritually by Kenneth E. Hagin, and we're offering it for $8 plus shipping. You can get that by calling us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online at billybrim.org, billybrim.org. So this is the family saying shalom, shalom,
shalom.
Be sure to find a good church to go to this weekend. Forgetting not to assemble yourselves together, so much more as we see the day approaching. We see it. Jesus is coming soon. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. And so we say to you, Shabbat Shalom.